Long time ago, there was this woman who asked a question after Mass. She was hearing the first Eucharistic prayer several days in a row. And in that prayer, there's that part which we say, the sacrifice of Abel, Abraham, our father in faith, and the sacrifice of your priest Melchizedek of old. That's how the old translation went. Melchizedek of old. And she said, "Father, who is this Melchizedek of old fella? Who is this guy?" She thought "of old" was like his last name, like Mr. of old. No, it's Melchizedek of like the old covenant, the Old Testament. We heard about Melchizedek in Hebrews chapter 7 this morning, and this is a really important point for our faith. Melchizedek, of course, is this Old Testament king and priest of God Most High. He's not part of the Israelites, but when Abraham has this great victory, Abraham and his family, Melchizedek offers bread and wine to God as a thanksgiving sacrifice for Abraham. And it is acceptable, and then Abraham tithes 10% of everything he has. He gives one-tenth of all of his goods to Melchizedek, to this priest, in thanksgiving. So what does Hebrews say about this morning? It tells us about that, and here's what it says. It says Melchizedek resembled Jesus, the Son of God, because he remains a priest forever. Forever. That should really set off kind of alarm bells in our head if we're thinking like the Jews, because no priest remains forever. That's the whole point. Aaron, the priest of Moses, he died. They needed a new one. Levi died. The sons of Aaron died. They had to keep on appointing a new priest all the time so that that priest could go into the temple and pray for the people, and the people could be forgiven their sins. People could be blessed by God. People could be in communion with God. And whenever there's priests listed in the scriptures, it always talks about their lineage. Here's the priest who came before them. Here's who came after them. Here's their mother and father. Here's when they died. It's the lineage. The interesting thing about Melchizedek is that in the scriptures, none of that's there. There's no lineage. It doesn't talk about his mother and father, how long he lived. He just is there, comes from this faraway place, and meets Abraham. That's why he's a figure of Christ. Christ doesn't have mother and father humanly. In his divinity, coming from the Father, before he came into the world, he had no ancestry. He's begotten of the Father, of course. But Jesus is this unique priest like Melchizedek. Because remember, as soon as the high priest of the Jewish people would die, better find a new one fast so we can stay close to God. But Jesus always remains forever. He is always our high priest, and he never will die again. He only died once to take away sins. And now, as we pray together around this altar, we pray knowing that Jesus is in the sanctuary as our high priest praying for us. Not a sanctuary made by hands, but the sanctuary in heaven, before the Father, the heavenly tabernacle. Jesus will not go away, he will not die, he will not go away from us, and his divine power is able to sustain us in this life. Just as Jesus brought that man with the withered hand closer to God because of his healing power, Jesus' healing power touches us every day because he remains forever. He will not die. He is always with us. He's a priest kind of like Melchizedek, who remains forever. What's that mean practically for us? It means today, first of all, that we can trust in Jesus, that he is faithful and always with us. And secondly, it means that we ought to be faithful and remain with others and their need, even when it's hard. You know, someone I met in the airport a few years ago, they said, they were not Catholic, but they said that they had done some mission medical work down in the Caribbean islands. And they said, "Oh, you're Catholic? "Oh, the Catholics, man, they're serious." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He says, "Well, you know, down in our medical missions down there, when the hurricanes would come, when the big storms would come, we'd all get on planes and we would leave and go back to the U.S. The Catholics always stayed. They stayed and weathered the storm. They wouldn't pull out. They would remain there." That's a great example for us. We're called to stay with people and remain with them even when the storm comes. That's what Jesus does for us. So today we give thanks to Jesus, who is with us forever in the sanctuary of heaven. We ask for the grace to be able to remain with others, to be helpers and supports for them in their time of need also.